Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
What is up, Sensible Nation? We are Sensible People, and we are back with a new episode. Raw Dog Ryan, Mandy B, what's up, guys?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Hello. I thought you were going to stop with the fuckers.
It was just a one-week thing.
Oh, cool.
You need something else than the hello.
I know.
It's like the creepy cat lady.
Hello.
You remind me of a creepy cat lady.
Oh, so
me
nice.
Or Mandy?
Guys, it's our... A little bit of both. It's our one-year anniversary, guys. We just had it a couple weeks ago, October 1st, last year, 2017. We released three episodes. It was a big one for us. We made it a year.
I'll give you guys a golf clap.
It's been a year.
It's been a full year.
Wonderful.
I know we got through one season. We're on season two. Last episode, episode four of season two, we had Billy Presida from the Man Whore podcast. It was a really fun episode interviewing Billy. We spent a lot of time just kind of finding out about... not only his podcast, which is one of the top-ranked podcasts in the sex genre, but also about that entire lifestyle and world, in the sex world, with sex parties and sex workers and so forth. So
a real-life Deuce Bigalow.
That's right. That's right.
Mm. What was the name Deuce Bigalow took over for, like, that guy in the movie? What was his name in the movie?
Like the real manhole.
Anton.
That's right. Quite. Have you seen that?
Yeah, a thousand years ago. Yes, I have.
It's a phenomenal movie. I love it.
He had quite the weaponry in his house.
I'm trying to think. Some of the characters, like, keep it in the circus. Oh, that's a huge bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
Dude, what's the black guy's name?
Oh. Eddie Griffin.
With the tomato in the nachos in the hot tub, and he picks it up.
What did you guys watch this last night? I haven't seen this.
I know that movie like the back of my fucking hand.
Okay. All right. So speaking of Billy, I've been making some changes in my life. I'm back in the dating world.
For the better or for the worse?
For the better. Obviously, yeah. Making changes for the better. Getting my nails did. Getting my hairs did. How do you guys feel about? You haven't noticed?
What?
My hair extensions are in. Looking beautiful.
I
thought that was your real hair.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, so I'm pulling it off.
Where does the hair extensions come? They come from a dead person, from a Chinese ladyboy in Taiwan?
No, people voluntarily donate them.
No, it's a cadaver.
Yeah, they cut it off. Yeah.
It's absolutely not a dead person.
I pictured like the bald Asian guy with just the ponytail.
A skullet.
No.
A skullet.
Is that what that's called?
Do you think I would
get
his powers?
A skullet's when
they're
bald on top with the long mullet in the back?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily a mullet. I'm thinking of like the Asians with just the ponytail.
With the ponytail.
And then she just tapes it on her. What do they glue it?
They're clipping. They clip them in.
Clips in?
I clip them in. At my convenience. All right. But these are not dead. This is not a dead person's hair.
Let me ask. You said you were trying out there
getting
date.
Smells like it.
What happens in the heat of the moment with these extensions? You're out there dating a new guy. You guys, it's getting rough and wild in the bedroom, and he goes to pull the hair, and he pulls out the extension
right in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Big chunk of
hair.
That'd
be fucking weird.
It's really stressful, to be honest. Well, I'm a lady, so I wait a little while.
Well, no.
Or you just say, hold on, let me take my extensions out.
I'll be right back. Yeah, like let me get into something more comfortable.
That's what Raw Dog does with his dentures.
No, I don't know. I'm glad you guys like them, though.
Well,
we never said that.
Should we give her a golf clap?
I'm taking it. Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe one episode.
Mandy B on the market, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
One episode, can we get extensions? Does it work in short hair?
I could do it to you today.
I have extensions already. We'll have to do that.
Well, she's getting her shit together, but she did come to a business meeting with a fucking... Well, okay. She came with no notebook, right? We met at a Panera. They're not sponsoring us, so don't go eat their food. But we met at a Panera for a business meeting. Ryan and I had our computers, which Mandy's still working on getting, and we had notebooks. And we're like, Mandy, what are you going to write on? So she goes behind the counter, and she asks for a fucking piece of receipt paper.
Who the fuck writes on receipt paper?
I had to ask them for a pen, too.
Like, and it's like, they obviously distribute the receipt paper to her, and then she's got this like little receipt that she's writing notes on the whole meeting.
Wait, you said notes, plural. I think she had one note.
I lost it.
I think it was a number, like a serial number on there.
Ridiculous.
It was a guy's phone number. Probably. Panera.
Well, and receipt papers. Tough to write on anyway. It's like glossy and
not when you're a previous bartender server.
She didn't even have a pen. She was trying to write with her nail.
Are you stupid or something?
You're getting your shit together in your personal life. Get it together in this life.
Okay? All right.
She's working on it. Right. She's working on it. So we were ripping on her before the show, told her we were going to rip on her a little more on the show. And then she's like, what would you guys do? Are you guys going to kill me? Or what would you do if I died? Would you do a funeral for the audience?
Yeah.
And Ryan had a good idea of what we're actually going to do.
We would do the Viking funeral where we'd put you on a raft.
Oh!
We'd float you out in the chain of lakes, and then Taylor and I would have bomb-tipped like fuel arrows that we would light the arrow.
Ready!
Shoot you, and then your raft would be filled with gas, and then as soon as it hit, you'd go up in flames. And then we'd point and laugh at
you. That's terrible! Wouldn't you guys shed one tear?
I don't know. Maybe the tear, I think in the troll story, it said that tear dropped on his one nutsack, and that's why he shaved his balls off.
What?
That's maybe the tear I would shed in the Viking funeral.
None for me.
Oh, okay.
You still got to build up. We gave you that chart of sensibility. You're a zero to start. You got to hit 100, right, to be sensible in
what
our
am
eyes.
I at, 0.5?
I think you've built yourself to a 3.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're getting there.
I mean, okay. You got fired a couple times on the first couple episodes.
I did, but haven't
been
fired.
You have redeemed
since.
Yourself a little bit.
Thank you.
I do want to say, I'm just thinking, I think Jackson actually brings a real notebook to daycare, and he's 2.
Oh, my gosh.
He comes home with at least 3 notes.
You knew my personality before you asked me on this show.
Guys, it's fall. The weather sucks outside. I woke up this morning. This first time in Chicago. I didn't turn my heat on the night before. And I woke up, it was 60 in my fucking house. And I love the heat. I've talked about that before.
Cry about it.
I was frozen.
I'm kind of nippy.
I love this weather.
No, you're one of the people I was going to bitch about.
Put the fucking sweatshirt on.
Yeah, a cutie little sweater
on. I was
on.
In a fucking ice block and had to chip my way out
He's
to
such
see
a
the
pussy.
Sky.
In 60 degrees? Yeah,
it was like freezing.
I just picture Brendan Fraser from Encino Man in
basically, I was Brendan Fraser this morning when I woke up.
This is every girl's dream, Taylor. Every girl's dream.
What, the fall what? Basic
oh,
weather?
We have our sweaters.
I thought
We're
you meant
our
to
scarves out.
See his diamond cutter nipples when it's cold.
That's our second dream.
It's just unbelievable. So we live in Chicago, and the weather, for those of you that don't live in Chicago, is nice for about 3 months of the year. Chicago's the best city of the world, in my opinion, during those 3 months. And then it's 9 fucking months of doom, and it gets worse every year, I swear to God. And you get the people that just are miserable and tout their misery come spring, and they can't wait for summer. And then by August, they're like, it's too hot. I want it to be cold. I don't get it.
I prefer winter and fall over summer.
That's unbelievable. Not sensible.
I thought you were going to say it's very
not
sensible.
Sensible.
Very sensible.
It's sensible to me. It's more fashionable. We got our boots we wear. I'm telling you. You
good
just don't
story.
Know about that girl.
No, from a woman's perspective.
Hey, do you wear white after Labor Day?
Maybe.
From a woman's perspective, in the fall and the spring in Chicago, you don't know. I mean, today it could be 40 when you wake up and leave the house, and it could be 70 by the time you're, you know, out and about.
Oh, that's true. That's
so,
so true.
From a fashion perspective, how is that making
you
sense?
Layer? Oh, you layer, baby.
Because you can always take layers off.
Yes. See, Ryan gets it.
Yeah, the only time I like the cold is Christmas. It's okay for it to be nice, like cold, you know, cold, snowy day.
Yeah.
And then a Bears game, like a nice winter Bears game where you just like...
Are you the guy that puts the heat on like 78, 79?
No, not that hot, but I do like it warm. You know what I do? I get in
just
the shower.
Sweat in the bedroom?
You get in the shower to pee. I get in the shower just to fucking warm up. I sat in there for like 30 minutes just like...
It is great in the winter when it's cold and you get in a hot shower.
It is. It is.
Stimulating.
Ryan and I are playing each other in fantasy football.
Yeah, and you're 0-3.
Well, let's talk about what happened last year. You beat me in the first time, and then we played each other.
I won the fucking regular season. I had the most points. I was in first
place. And then what happened? We played each other in the semifinals, and I pretty much I stomped you.
So a season goes for 16 or whatever, fantasy football, 13 weeks, and then it comes down to one game. Not sensible way to
it's
figure out.
It's not one game. There's a playoff.
Yeah, one playoff game. I had an overall best team.
And what did that get you? Not a name on the trophy or any money?
You sent me money that year.
Okay, a little bit of money, but not the big coin.
I don't care.
It's the pride, apparently.
It's not
there
pride.
There is a lot.
I won.
I stomped him.
I thought you were
proud.
Well,
anyways, I'm going to kick the shit out of you tomorrow when we play.
We'll see.
Guys, I was up in Milwaukee. You guys been to Milwaukee before?
Love it.
Yeah. I went up for a...
Where's that?
Ryan doesn't leave Annie yet, so...
I went to a Hannibal Buress comedy show.
Oh, yeah. He's so funny.
Phenomenal. Hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
Hilarious. And his openers were almost as good as him. They were great. I want to try and get the guy. One of them, I didn't know Hannibal was from Chicago, first of all.
Neither did I. That's awesome.
And both of his openers were. One was a special ed teacher. This woman, she was hilarious. And then the second guy was, his name's Kevin Bozeman. He does stuff at Zany's. I want to connect with him and try to get him on the show because he was phenomenal. Mm. But anyways, Milwaukee's an interesting place. I like it. I've had good times there.
I like Milwaukee.
It's fun. Small city.
Yeah.
Very different from Chicago. I was with B and my wife, and we went to a bar before the show. So we drove up there, went to a bar, had dinner. Bunch of drinks.
Did you give her the popcorn tray?
I did not give her the popcorn tray.
It was the perfect time in a comedy show.
I was thinking about it at the comedy show, but they didn't have any popcorn. But I did go to the bathroom at this bar that we were at before the show. And I walk in, and I went to the bathroom once, and I didn't even notice. So not sensible of me. Then I went again later, and I'm taking a leak. And this guy looks at me, goes, "Hope you don't have to shit." And I didn't really know what he was even saying. And then I was kind of drunk. So I looked around. And there was no fucking stall. It was just like a
wide
trough.
Open.
No, no. There was no toilet. Oh. It was a little bathroom with a couple
That's
sinks.
Illegal. And you have to have a toilet,
right? So what do?
Is there
you
legality shit in the behind trough.
I think
really?
You just kicked down the women's door. There's no way. I gotta go.
unless like code said that was technically a toilet, but
what are you gonna turn around and shit in the trough?
Like the Wrigley trough? Like is that
yeah,
how it was?
Just like it, and it was a sizable trough.
So if you shit, your shit's just flowing down the trough. Ew. And everybody's just pissing
and
on
everybody's
it.
Watching you. I honestly think you just got to go to the women's.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shit in the women's bathroom.
Yeah. Pretty, I don't know. So that was one thing about Milwaukee. And then the other thing is that, why are people so fucking fat in Milwaukee? It's Wisconsin in general.
Fat people have Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I saw that
I posted
text.
That on Twitter. And Amber, our lovely producer, Amber, our previous producer who's still helping out behind the scenes, she messaged me back and she's like, "I feel offended because she's from Wisconsin."
Oh.
She's not
like,
fat, though.
It's the truth. She's not fat, but it's the truth. These people, like... are unbelievable. There was a shadow over my seat because the people were so fat next
to
me.
Oh my gosh.
And I have like this curse where it's like runs in my family because my dad used to get it and now B's starting to get it. Where like if I fly on an airplane,
you're by the fat guy.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Completely fucked. Like guy just lays his belly in my lap the whole flight. And this happened to us at the fucking show too. I don't know. Milwaukee.
You just can't get out of the fat people.
There was a fucking woman. She was in line before we went into the show. Her socks were stuffed with Swedish fish.
Oh, like, you're grossing me out.
Are you kidding me?
This probably feels like Crocs. I like that.
Right.
So, guys, get this. Like, this happened to me like a couple weeks ago. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck the problem is. So, like 2 weeks ago, I go over to my parents' house. And so we share a Google Drive. I share a Google Drive with my mom for Jackson's pictures.
Okay.
And I get to my parents' house, I eat dinner. Afterwards, my mom's like, "Ryan, what are all these pictures?" So she goes into the drive. Every single picture that I've ever taken on my phone is in the drive. And she's like, "What is all this? This is account numbers? Who's this girl? What's this? What's going on here?" And I'm like, I look at my phone. Every single picture that I took, she was getting instead of the ones that I was actually sharing with her.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, fuck. So I had to try to figure out how to like unsync it. So I think I figured that out, so it gets better. So then the next week, I come over with Jackson. We have dinner. Afterwards, she goes, her normal line, like she always does, she goes, "Ryan, can I talk to you?" And I'm like, thinking in my head, fuck, what now? I'm like, yeah. she looks me dead in the eyes and she goes, are you sick? Like sick meaning like, are you like truthfully like ailing sick? Like,
right.
Are you
like medically?
Medically. She goes, right. Are you sick? And I said, no, like what?
Like sick in the mind, goes, we all know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see a picture of a screenshot of you Googling what gonorrhea is.
Goo!
And I'm like, oh my God, mom. I'm like, so what happens is I'm in a group chat with like 10 dudes. And one of the dudes is talking about this girl we're from that's got gonorrhea. And they're talking about the nickname of gonorrhea is called the clap, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know technically.
I thought chlamydia was the clap.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's chlamydia. But where I'm getting at is I didn't know exactly what gonorrhea was. So I Googled it on Urban Dictionary to get it. And I took a screenshot of it. And obviously Urban Dictionary said like the soldiers used to get gonorrhea and then they'd stick their dick out on a log and stomp it with the butt of their gun. And it made a clapping noise. And that's where they got the clap from. So she saw the Urban Dictionary.
Oh my God.
And I'm what? Like,
no, I'm not ailing. I don't fucking have gonorrhea. I don't piss on fire. And quit looking at my damn fucking personal photos. But we're going to hear from Renee in a little bit. Well, maybe we'll ask her about it.
We sure are. Renee, Ryan's mom, Raw Dog's mom, is coming on the show. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a bunch of clips. Because as you guys know, Sensible Nation knows, Raw Dog this is our 28th episode, correct?
Yeah.
Over the course of 28 episodes, including bonus episodes, has had quite a few incriminating.
Why are you guys going to do this to me?
He's not the most PG.
He's
person.
Not the most PG. Good way to put it, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be.
So what we're
going
to
really
do? We're going to play some of these clips for his mom and try to get a reaction out of her.
Oh, his poor mother. Your poor mother.
Ryan's mom coming up next.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me.
Well, I think the day has come. My lovely mother has joined us today in the studio. Mom, address Sensible Nation. How you doing today?
Doing great.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? I'm dreading it. I'm going to tell you that.
And we're calling this segment Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Don't, you know, if I had to give my mother a real introduction, it would probably take a couple hours.
Aww.
But I know that my mom is one of my biggest supporters, which I appreciate so much. And without her, I don't know where I would be. But mom, the clips you're about to hear, just remember it's for entertainment purposes only. I hate that you guys are doing this to me. It's going to be cringeworthy, but I think it'll be a good segment.
So let's...
Have we even told them what we're doing?
So let's... Yeah, so we'll introduce the segment a little bit for the fans. So what we're going to do, as we kind of briefly mentioned, is Raw Dog has some clips over the last 28 episodes or so, and some of these clips are rather not PC, and we're going to play those for his lovely mother, and then she's going to give us reactions and question, potentially, what he's actually said in these clips.
So I guess what you're saying is I have the potty mouth?
Oh, just a little bit.
All right. So, Mom, there's about 7 clips that Taylor has picked out.
And Ryan's super nervous for this.
I have no idea what these are. And Taylor,
let's
go
play
ahead.
Number one.
All right, we'll play number one. Here's number one. Every hour, an animal is beaten and abused. They are depressed and want to be loved, just waiting for someone or something to change their lives. Now, there is an answer. These animals need Doug Day, and he needs them. Your pet feeling down in the dumps? Doug Day will make love to them like King Kong beats his chest. All these pets need is someone to love them and make love to them. Does Sparky have an upcoming birthday and you can't figure out a gift? You know who to call. Doug will be right over to give a true meaning to doggy style. Is Princess the cat needing a little exercise? He'll work that pussy out until they're both passed out in the litter box. Don't have a dog, don't have a cat, no worries. Doug has experience with all animals. All shapes, sizes, colors, you name it. Doug's made love to it. Have a piranha? Don't you feel left out. he's clamped those angry little fish to his nipples for 7 straight days. Doug Day offers all sorts of packages. There's birthday packages, spa days, extended stay options, and much, much more. It's all part of a price plan. If it is not on the menu, consider it the newest, hottest option in town.
Just remember, there's an answer for all pets. Their search is over because I'm Douglas Day and I'll fuck your pet.
So that's a rather easy one just because it's a comedy sketch. That's one of our fake commercials from one of our first episodes.
Wait, that wasn't
ever.
That's a real sponsor.
So obviously, you know, that was scripted as we did a fake commercial, but it, you know, it is a service that Raw Dog Ryan would like to.
Let me ask, do you think people would use that service, Mom?
Well, you never know if you're really lonely.
Cool. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
The way that came about is when Taylor and I worked together, there was a client that had a pet service that wanted to be marketed, and the guy was an odd guy, and so we made this whole backstory. It took about 2 months, but every time he came in, we're like, this guy definitely fucks his pets. So that's how that story got. All right. Taylor, are you the next one? How many do you have? Like six
more?
I don't even want to know.
Okay, last one. Bethany doesn't want a baby brother.
Bethany, what an old name.
Yeah, Bethany is an old chick's name.
I bet she fucks good, though.
Bethany's like 7 in the story. So.
Well, you didn't say that yet. I thought Bethany was the mom.
Bethany doesn't want a baby brother. Like
I didn't hear the title.
Have fun in the cafeteria with Yogi. Yeah. At the fucking prison. So that's number 2. We were doing a little game where Amber read children's books titles, and we had to determine if they were real or not. So what do you think? Did you raise a pedophile?
Yeah.
Always in school, you know I did well in school, but reading comprehension was always my worst. And same with listening retention. I didn't catch the story that the Bethany was 7. I thought it was the mom.
So after
she sounded hot.
Well, you need to listen better. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Active listening.
Active listening.
All right, clip number 3.
All right. God. See. Right. Loving you is more than just a dream come true, and everything that I do is out of loving you.
La 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 la
la. So, as everybody knows, I love to sing. So, what's the problem?
So, let's get Mom's take on your singing.
I never knew you liked to sing. You never did in front of us.
But you didn't give me the genetics for the voice, obviously.
She didn't fork up the funds for the voice lessons, obviously.
Where was my voice lessons?
Well, he doesn't sing like this all the time because he's always singing.
I've never heard him sing. The only musical part of him was he played the saxophone.
See?
In grade
school. Even knows. And what chair was I?
He was first chair.
Whoa.
Hey, can we repeat that? Say it again.
She paid you to say that. Yeah. She paid you to say that.
And Dad was so pissed that when I quit, because I didn't like it.
That's right.
So you never heard him sing before.
What he should have done was, I don't want to play an instrument. I just want to sing.
Right, right.
I just want to dance.
But now that you've heard him sing, do you want to hear him sing again?
No, not really.
Are you happy you have him?
You know that song, right?
He never even sang in the shower as a kid.
I'm shocked. What? I thought you were like... Aren't you shocked right now, Taylor?
I'm pretty shocked.
Yeah. Right.
But he was in the shower a long time.
No. Look at Raw Dog's mom's throwing me under the bus. I was going to the bathroom.
Okay.
All right. Next one, Taylor.
Number 4.
Book number 1 is called Mommy Peed in the Grocery Store. This hilarious book explores what it's like for mommy to go into labor from a child's perspective.
I'd let mommy piss right on my face.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, golden shower. I can't even look that direction.
I bet.
I mean, yeah.
She sounds hot. I know it was a short description, but she sounds hot. So, I mean, Yeah, people pee on each other and like it.
Did you know this was a fetish of your son's?
No, I never knew that.
Did you know people get pissed on and it's called a golden shower?
I heard of that, yes. Maybe that's when you and your brother were in the toilet together.
Me and my brother?
The stories are coming out here.
Hopefully you weren't peeing on each other.
Speaking of that, tell them, what did you catch Dan and I doing when we were younger? Remember?
You were both standing at the toilet measuring your penises.
How old were we? They don't want to think it's last week.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
No, probably like about 4 and 2, so.
And Grace Sensible Nation with who won the measurement.
Oh, I'm playing the fifth. I'm not saying.
We all know, Dan.
All right, clip number 5.
All right. So you would fuck Rat, you would fuck a sheep. Taylor, you'd fuck a chimp. You know what I'd fuck? I'd fuck a goat. And there's only one reason why. When you guys get a chance, YouTube screaming goats. Because
I've seen it.
When
it's
I'm
fantastic.
Fucking a goat, I would love to hear that.
So
first of all, I get a break on that one. So that episode we did a power hour, Mom. That was when Rat was here.
No breaks. Let's hear her opinion.
We were sloshed.
Well, all I can say is Ryan, when he still lived at home, he had girlfriends that lived here with him. I never heard a peep or anything.
Oh, really?
Right. Hey, because I was silent. I like to keep things quiet.
I don't know if he put a sock in her mouth.
Or it wasn't going so well.
His room was like right next to ours. I never heard anything.
Okay, Whoa. Well, I wasn't going to be rocking the bed next to you and Dad.
Did he go to the farm often on Sundays? Yeah.
Well, he did like animals.
He frequented the pet.
The scenario was if you had a gun to your head, okay?
All right, next clip.
I think, is this the last one?
Number six, I believe. I think we have 2 more.
But so I'm in the back of the van, and there's this girl that I grew up with. She sits right on my lap, and she's got a fucking dress on. And remember, I'm in 8th grade. And this chick, I will say, was a little more advanced than I was. I was a little timid at the time. But so she sits right on my lap. Okay, no big deal. I get a little chub, whatever. It's like a 5-minute drive. And
little keyword.
And all of a sudden, she moves her leg to the side, opens her legs, and pulls her dress up. And grabs my hand and puts it right down to her underwear.
Oh, God.
So I was like, okay, is this going to happen? So my hand's over her underwear, and she decides to move it to the side for just a bare open shot, we'll say. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know what I'm fucking doing. Like, what the fuck? Do I just touch it? Do I flick it? Do I stick it in?
Oh,
I don't know. Like, I heard at the time, you flick it, flick the beam. But I was so nervous, so I kind of went for it. And, like, you guys, as we did the episode before, like, I hate shit on my hands and gross things. So instantly I go in and I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck is it? Why do people like this? And, like, I had slime on my hands.
Goo!
So we go.
Slime.
Yeah. Like, double dare. Nickelodeon slime with Mark Summers. Can we be done with this segment?
Yes! Oh, my gosh.
I can just see the disappointment on her face.
Yeah.
It was 8th grade.
Well,
give me a break.
Do I know the girl that?
I knew that was
that's exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Would I think that it would have been her that did that?
Probably.
Oh,
so
man.
She was a little more forward, huh?
She was
outgoing.
Yeah, I guess so. We're going to Las Vegas restaurant.
Well, I guess you got to start sometime. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Good advice. Yeah. Good advice from Mom.
That's fair.
Yes,
that's fair.
You got to start somewhere.
Well, thanks for those clips, Taylor. This was pretty brutal.
And Renee did not walk away.
Yeah.
So let's give a golf clap. We like to do golf claps on our show. A golf clap for Miss Renee, Ryan's mother. Thank you so much.
I don't know if you caught, Mom, what's playing now for Sensible Nation is, you know why I played this song, right? To soften up the mood, because you know what it's from?
That's what we danced
at. See, I thought I'd soften the moment.
Soften the blow.
Hey, well,
the
I know.
One thing I remember from your wedding, because it was a very stressful, hectic day.
Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on. You did a great job. Keep supporting us.
Definitely.
You're part of Sensible Nation.
Love you.
and your son's not that foul-mouthed, okay?
Well, hopefully it's all for show.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can't promise.
Well, at least maybe 75.
Okay, the goat is for show.
Well, how many times we were missing the dog and Ryan? I don't know.
Oh, boy. The dog in a jar of peanut butter missing all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The chunky peanut butter, remember?
Oh. That's right.
All right, well, thanks for coming
on,
Mom.
Thanks. Bye. There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this when everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Guys, I guarantee you I'm going to get a call or a text later on today, and it's going to say, out of all the clips we heard, I would say my mom was a pretty good sport about most
of them.
She was. She
was awesome.
Absolutely.
But there's one that's sticking to my mind that I think I'm going to get a text about, and we'll keep you guys updated. But I guarantee you I'm going to get a text that says, so, do you really like getting peed on? She's going to say peed or urinated because she's proper.
Right, right.
That's the one I think she's probably going to believe.
She was a good sport. If you get that text, you got to take a screenshot and post it.
And she's like such a realist and practical. Like if, like just playing devil's advocate, if I was like, yeah, I do. She'd be like, well, how do you clean up? Do you put a tarp down? You don't have a cleaning
lady.
No
shame. She just needs to ask more questions.
Is there pee on the floor? Do you clean it up?
So funny.
So, you know, whatever. That. I got through that segment.
Is it good for the skin?
Yeah, exactly. Did you get a rash?
But wait, is it good for your skin?
I think it. Well, I don't know.
It helps
because I know Moises Alou, the ex-Cub, used to pee on his hands.
For calluses.
Is that what it's
That's
for?
That's what it did, yeah. Okay. Build up calluses.
Why?
Because he didn't wear batting gloves.
I know, but why is that? Why is it build up calluses?
I wonder.
Know. It's salty. Does the salt build up like calluses?
This is getting out of hand.
I don't know. I don't know. Moving on.
Moving on.
Amanda drinks pee.
No, I don't.
Some people do, though.
Sensible or not sensible? That is the question. Are you sensible?
So I think it's that time. Again, we haven't played in a while, our staple segment of our show,
That's right.
Sensible or Not, where you as the listeners get to hear some points that we will address, and we're going to decide if this point is either sensible or not sensible. You guys judge for yourself at home.
And this is Mandy's second time playing, because we played the first episode with Alternative Facts Chicago season two.
But this is she's a virgin with the three of us.
Right.
Yeah. I'm ready to be sensible.
We don't know if you are
this
sensible.
This is a good chance for you to improve your sensibility, Mandy.
True.
There it is. The big surprise. Raw Dog has made a little soundboard
of
you.
So you guys might hear a little.
What? Jesus.
All right. What do we got? What's the first one? Oh, this is me. I'll go. Tay, Mandy B. Is it sensible to throw a clean piece of laundry back in the dirty laundry bin simply because you don't feel like folding it?
Yes, I do this all the time, to be honest with you. But I have so many clothes. Like, us girls, we have so many clothes.
Us girls. Who are you talking
to? Us girls.
Gals, my gals.
My girls and I.
That has nothing to do with having a volume of clothes, though.
Yeah.
It has to do with laziness. It's a clean piece of laundry.
Yeah, well, but there's so much.
Wait, so you wash something.
Yeah.
And then you pull out all the laundry.
Yeah.
And then you're too fucking lazy to fold it. So you just throw it back in the dirty and wash it again?
Yeah, but like this is days later, though, you're saying, right?
No, you're folding the clothes out of the clean basket and there's just like a garment or something you don't feel like folding.
Oh, then no, that's not sensible. But all my girls will agree with me that like, well, sometimes no one folds their laundry right after they take it out of the dryer. You fold your laundry right after you take it.
I'm just waiting for you guys to get your points out.
Okay, this is what I'm saying.
Because I have a lot to say about this one.
Okay. I take my stuff out of the dryer, and I, like, will fold it and, like, throw it in the basket, right? And I take it to my room, and then sometimes I'll, like, start hanging it up, but then, oh, my God, I'm running late. I got to go to work. So then the day ends. I come home. Then a couple days trickle pass, and then I have to do laundry again.
Nice trickle with your fingers.
I'm Italian. I use my hand. So then as time passes, though, I'm like, oh, this is clean, but I'm doing laundry, and it's just been sitting there, so I'm just going to toss it in and do it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's
sensible nation, women.
This is not so sensible. Okay.
Yes.
You wash your clothes. It's okay if you throw it in a bin or in a bed and let it sit for a while, and you know,
but then it gets like a little wrinkly.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. you spray the wrinkle release. That's the poor man's.
Haven't you invested in wrinkle release, Mandy B?
One time I did.
Oh, it's great. You got to get it.
So this is completely sensible.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, and this is why we have like almost like Mandy said, they're like our fucking dresser and closets are so full as it is that like if I'm doing laundry, let's say, and it's a mix of my clothes and Dana's clothes, I get like a piece of her like a shirt that's like. Sometimes she has these shirts that are like off the shoulder or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to fucking fold it. Mm-hmm. I can't find a hanger in her closet to save my life. So I look at it. I don't want to do it. I can't fit it in a drawer. It's going right back in the dirty laundry because I hope she gets it next.
Well, why don't you just... Oh, my...
That's what I do.
Okay.
This is just laziness. This is literally laziness.
I didn't say it wasn't.
No, I'm agreeing. So okay. Is this a notch in my
I don't even know what to say. It's so fucking not sensible.
Well...
Oh! Oh my gosh, this sound
is that what you say while you're folding laundry?
Sure. Oh, look at this shirt. Laundry. Oh.
What's next?
Mandy B's got one.
All right, so my next one, I'm very interested to see what you guys have to say. So we were talking about hair extensions earlier, and I'm one of those girls before our first date, like I get my spray tan on, I get my little fake nails, looking good. Is it sensible for me to do that on a first date? Because then, let's say I start dating this guy a couple weeks from now, I'm not going to constantly have a spray tan, constantly, you know.
Yeah.
So is it sensible for me to present myself as that, or should I present myself as, I guess, who I really am?
Me or you?
I'll go.
All right.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sensible.
Very
sensible.
Okay.
I think... Look your best.
Show
them how hot you could be.
Yes. Yeah. Don't show up half-assed.
Right.
Because, I mean, guys, and honestly, that's happened to me before. And she even said it. Like, didn't wear any makeup, wearing, I don't know, dirty laundry.
Okay.
And I was like,
next.
Why did you show up?
On her first date, she said that?
Fucking be fake. Doll yourself up.
Yeah, doll yourself
up. Push your tits up, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I do.
Tits
out. But it's not that fake. Like, you guys couldn't tell I had hair extensions. So.
No, right. But you know what? So here's the thing. A couple weeks go down.
There's a difference between looking good and being tan mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
and here's the thing. It goes well for a while. You go on more dates. You start dating and you don't have the tan and nails. If we don't like it, then we'll tell you to see you later down the road.
Yeah. Oh, but that's what makes us nervous, though.
And right when you wake up in the morning, as soon as the blanket comes off, look your best.
Yes!
Doll up!
Doll it up!
Yeah.
I've been told I do look my best when I wake up in the morning, so.
Yeah?
Do you think that's just, oh, man, that guy just said that to me. He
was just,
I don't think about that.
You know what, actually, you know what sucks for us? This is just a more general thing going off this topic. These girls, just Mandy. She said she gets nails. She's got hair extensions. Puts on some makeup. We're us. We're not natural. Unless you're fucking Buffalo Bob. I know you tend to put an eyeliner below your eye. Like fucking Chris Angel.
There's some grooming aspects to males. So you got to cut your nails.
Okay, so we put on deodorant.
Deodorant, smell nice, shower.
But that's what's
annoying. Some people do their hair.
Is that you guys get to come all, you literally take a shower. What does it take you 45 minutes to get ready? Not even. Yeah, for us, it takes so long.
Boo hoo.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want it to take me so long.
But like you guys could look so different with makeup and dolled up, and then you wake up in the morning, it's like, goo!
I've never heard that.
Yes, you have.
Do you do an enema before a first date?
What? No.
What? There it is.
What?
You don't? That's not sensible.
You gotta clean out.
You gotta clean out.
So you got an enema. You gotta bleach the butthole. Probably a bikini or Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
And then for us, you gotta unload the gun, like something about Mary told us. You gotta go empty there.
Oh my God.
So then it builds up.
That's
the
right.
Night.
Well, that makes sense. The enema. I'm not really getting the enema.
You've never had one?
No.
You were doing.
You haven't lived.
Yeah. What?
No. Well,
you don't just sit
home.
What are you doing on Tuesday night?
I'm thinking it's a Saturday night special. You get a little popcorn, get that enema, and watch a good episode of Friends.
That's right.
I'm learning so much about being... Okay, so I guess I'm learning about being sensible.
All right, I got one for you guys. Some people like to do things in the car. Some people put on mascara. Some people do... We've all seen it, right? And we kind of bitch at them if they're being stupid drivers. Have you ever seen anybody eating in a car, which I'm sure you have, but have you seen them eating ribs in a car?
No.
Like full-out ribs?
Dude, ribs.
Throwing the bones out the
Let
window.
Let me tell you. Baby. Fucking driving home. This is true. Driving home from the gym the other night, and I have a protein shake, getting my protein, making some gains, right? And this fucking broad next to me in stop-and-go traffic is eating a slab of ribs. And I looked at her, and I was so confused. And she was, like, so into it. She had... The other funny thing was she had this fucking cheetah print, like, weightlifting glove on her left hand.
Wait, weightlifting? Does that mean the fingertips are exposed?
Yeah, the fingertips
were
exposed.
Were the ribs that meaty? Like, she felt like...
And it was, like, padded
weights?
Knuckles, too. I'm like,
what
the fuck? I just...
Was
that
she
was,
good looking?
That was the weird thing. It wasn't like this Hef from Milwaukee. It's we're kinda talking hot. About this like well put together, nicely dressed woman, fit in her 30s, eating a half a slab. It was like 6 ribs, so it had to be like a half a slab.
So let her eat it. Power to that. That's
I hope she was throwing the bones out the window.
Me too.
Like
Ante,
a true champion.
Ante.
So you think it's sensible?
Yeah, if she's Do
there was
thing,
no
girl.
Bib or napkins.
I was gonna
she
say, did she do the
it?
Old napkin?
No.
Tuck in your shirt for
she
the
didn't.
Bib.
She didn't.
Now, see, I drive stick shift though, so like I can.
Oh,
do
that
this.
Makes the ribs even trickier.
Oh, I can do this, but it's not sensible. Like I will crash into your car.
So. That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again?
Yes, it is. I would say completely sensible if she's doing it. And, I mean, if she was ugly and a half, I'd say not sensible. But since she was, you said, I mean.
She was ugly and a half.
Kind of hot. It's sensible.
Oh, the times we
So, all right. So, that's the half slab. What about a full slab? Is that a difference?
Oh, a full
Playing
slab.
It
Get
like
out
a
of
fucking
here.
Accordion, just that's right. Stretching it across her fucking windshield.
Wait till you get
what are
home.
All right. What are some other brutal things to eat? Like.
Tacos.
Like imagine.
Tacos,
like,
you can't. I mean, tacos. Oh, are
I mean,
tough.
I.
D-
messy.
I'm impressive. I do it while I'm driving the stick.
Tacos?
Oh, yeah. I put
How?
The enema?
Good.
Yeah. Have you ever done enema driving stick?
Wait. What about like eating like a bowl of scalding soup?
Soup would be tough.
No,
be tough,
that is right? not yeah. sensible.
Or like, I don't know, lasagna?
Just imagine like somebody bumps you and it just burns your entire face. A crab claw.
Oh, that crab would claw would be tough.
You've seen the Always Sunny steak? Philadelphia episode, right? Where he's eating this.
Moving on! All right, what's next?
Europe.
You.
I got
not Team Europe.
Another
but Europe.
One. All right, not flushing the toilet before showering. And here's what I mean.
Yeah,
somebody goes to the
explain.
Bathroom, and they have the shower running and stuff, and then they don't flush the toilet because they don't want the water to get cold or too hot or whatever the water temperature changes to because of the flush. So they just go to the bathroom, leave the lid up, and then they go in, and then they forget about flushing the toilet, and they just move on.
Ew.
Flush the fucking toilet.
Beforehand, right?
Even if you're in the shower, you can deal with a little cold or hot water for 1 second.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't they shut the lid? Why are you shutting the lid?
Shit's
beats
just
me.
Sitting there.
Not sensible. No, shut that lid.
Flush the toilet, shut
flush
the
it,
lid.
Get it out of here.
Before you jump in.
Yes.
And don't ever, I mean... Don't let anybody ever take a shit right before you're about to take a shower.
Oh, yeah. So, like somebody else before
yeah,
you
isn't
get
it like,
in.
Don't you guys ever like, yeah. It's like the steam of the shower or something brings up the stench of
yeah.
the shit. And you're just like,
it's,
I can't.
It, you're right. You're right.
I can't like rub down with like my body wash.
Don't
I'm just
let anybody
sniffing
get
poop.
In the shower and shit while you're in the yeah. shower either would be sensible advice.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Respect yourself.
I'd let Mary Halsey shit in the shower if I was in there.
All right. What's next?
Am I up?
You're up.
All right. Is it sensible or not to move things when you're cleaning around them? So meaning if you're vacuuming, you're sweeping, there's a table there with some or a couch with stuff underneath of it, but you just sweep or vacuum around it instead of moving it, actually getting all the stuff.
Sure, sure. Mandy?
No, that's lazy. Pick it up.
The question wasn't, is it lazy?
Oh, my bad.
Is it sensible?
It's not sensible because then when you have to clean again, it's going to be even dirtier.
I don't picture you as somebody being anal about cleaning.
Wow.
Are you?
Considering she doesn't do the enema before her first date.
Yeah, she's not clean.
I've proved
myself
there.
Not a clean individual.
Yes, I pick everything up. I hate when people do that. Somebody like, I pick up the sofa when I'm vacuuming. Why not? Get underneath there.
If you're using receipt paper to take notes, you're not cleaning underneath the couch.
Okay.
That's probably a valid point.
I see where you're coming from. But with I love cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm Mexican.
You get down on your hands and knees and real scrub.
Oh, if you'll pay for it.
Are you the yellow rubber gloves gal?
No, I don't believe in the rubber gloves.
You just want to get shit on your hands?
No one's She's shitting like, on my floor.
I know you've seen it. The Ringer.
Oh yeah.
The custodian when he's in there scrub. I'm talking about Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah,
Deuce Bigelow the dad. That's
and then
good
he brings
babinga.
Out, that's Raspberry Babinka. My favorite.
I picture her elbow deep in the fucking toilet, just scrubbing it with a brush.
Bare hands.
And then just wiping her mouth with
hands.
You don't use gloves.
And then going out on a first date.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
If it's my house, whatever. No. Scrub. It's my own shit. Whatever. I'm not shitting all over my toilet like that. It's bad.
Your good aim?
I get what? Next subject. Okay. So my thing is lately, next subject.
No, I didn't get to go.
Oh, sorry.
You're cutting him off.
Not sensible of me. God.
Sensibility meter
I'm
going down.
I'm never
going
to be sensible.
So I agree. I think it's not sensible. Yeah. I have a cleaning lady, and she's relatively good and affordable. I'll tout her for that. But she, if there are placemats on the dining room table, she won't move them. She just cleans around it. So then you lift up the placemat, and there's like soup stains and crumbs.
No,
and you're
what
like,
is she doing?
You know, it takes two milliseconds to move it out of the way.
I like your
it.
Cleaning lady already.
No, not sensible. What's she doing?
I know. So I think it's sensible to clean, move the shit and clean it, I would say.
Move it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now
say?
You can. Go.
I don't
You're
even
allowed.
Know what I said.
Sorry. It's now it's my turn. Okay. So my thing lately is now that I have this professional job and everything, you wake up, you brush your teeth right away, you shower, right?
Oh,
Jesus. But now my thing is I don't want to wake up, brush my teeth and then like drink my coffee. I have to drink my coffee and then brush my teeth.
So coffee, shit, brush teeth.
Sure.
You smoke cigarettes a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
Just making sure.
I brush my teeth after the whole shenanigans. So then I come to work with my fresh breath.
Mm. Wait, what's the question?
Do you brush your teeth? Do you wake up and brush your teeth and then go out there throughout your day? Or do you wake up and like eat everything and drink everything and then brush your teeth right before you leave?
I think it's sensible. So in the morning.
Yeah.
I think it's different for morning and night for me.
Oh, well, yeah.
You guys brush
so
at
in
night?
The morning, yeah, I brush my
we
teeth
brush our
twice
teeth,
a
Ryan.
Day, you fucking scumbag.
The Dental Association says once a day.
No.
Yes.
No.
And by the way, I think I forgot to brush my teeth today, to be honest. Seriously.
So I brush in the morning before I go to work, and then I eat something or drink something right away. No
Are
problem.
You like a six times a day brusher
no,
psychopath?
I'm not. You shut up.
No, he's a healthy individual.
He's a psychopath.
He's a healthy individual.
He brushes so hard, he's like, his gums are like down to nothing.
Just No, not at all. I brush in the morning. I eat. I drink. Sensible.
Don't.
I brush at night. I don't eat or drink afterwards.
Don't you
sensible.
Picture him? He's got those fucking the portable floss sticks in his car. I guarantee. He
I
has
like
those.
Those.
Oh God, you're
no.
A psycho.
I'm not,
I don't.
I'm
I don't
not
have
Ryan
those in my
side.
Car,
you're
but I wish
like
I did.
Yeah, you get those little scrub. That's what I have. Like, I'm telling you, I can't brush my teeth and then like, you got to
no,
brush them
I
again.
Eat, no, I eat.
But
then
you
brush
only
in
have two teeth.
Brushing my
Fuck
teeth,
you,
it buddy. Makes my mouth dry. I hate it. Like, I have to drink something after I brush my teeth. They're like, if you brush your teeth and have a cigarette, it's like the
what?
Worst thing ever.
Yeah,
what
so
are you
brush
brushing
again.
With sand?
No, it's Crest White.
Do you use water?
Yeah, I don't use. What do you mean water?
Like, do you just put the toothpaste on and brush? No
so
water?
Dry. Yeah.
I'm a once a week brusher.
Oh, my
so
God.
So sensible or not?
No, you brush after you're done eating and doing all your routine.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people don't. A lot of people brush. And then they go throughout
the routine.
Remind
me to never talk to those people again.
You'll smell psychopaths. Not to talk to those people again, yeah.
All right, that was sensible or not, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a fun episode. We had Raw Dog Ryan's mom on. It was awesome of her, really funny.
Don't walk away, Renee.
She did not walk away, which I was impressed with. So you'll have to keep us posted on whether you get the text or not.
I will.
What else? We got, we're planning a live show.
Yep.
Hoping to do one soon. We know we keep saying that, but this fall we're doing one. You guys better fucking come out, Chicagoland area. follow us.
It's like a release.
It is a release.
Jesus.
Oh. Whoa.
What?
That's my favorite. Guys, follow us on Twitter at @sensible_people and on Instagram at @sensiblepeople. You can also find our podcast on sensiblepeoplepodcast.com or any podcast platform. And leave us reviews, guys. iTunes, Stitcher, Podchaser always helps us out. We do have merch.
We have merch. People are buying some merch. There's some new t-shirts. There's got some new products. Stock up for the winter with your sweatshirts. There's girl t-shirts.
Let's get some hotties 40s. In those high socks.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know what? Just send us the high socks. Nothing else.
Like we said before in one of our beginning episodes, right now we will give a listener a $50 Visa gift card if you buy a shirt, a sweatshirt, whatever garment top you have, and you create your own V-neck cleavage shot and post it to our Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And we don't want just like the quarter inch top of your cleavage. A nice push up would be nice.
And if you're like, an A cup, you're excluded.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Mm.
We would prefer female. Please. Yes.
Bring it on, males.
All right, guys. Fun episode. Sensible people. Mandy B, Raw Dog Ryan, Tay Wagner. See you next time. I bet you're probably sick of me now, ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. I'm sorry, mama.